Emily Dickinson. I've always been suspicious of Emily. And, I think it was while I was here, one of my professors said that something had been discovered to the effect that Emily had a little cabin in the woods where she'd go for rendezvous. But this poem was written before I had received that bit of information. I do admire, of course, as a poet. I'm not bad-mouthing her from that angle. At any rate, last night, Emily Dickinson. Last night, Emily Dickinson flew over my house on a fried chicken liver. Mushy grass, hair unloosed, and her apron tucked up under her white knees. She went by teeth bared, digging her nails into the fried crust of the victual as if to make it scream, cursing it in a language I could not understand for fright. Goats rose up their curious heads all around the horizon to see what had gone wrong with the world, draped with damp seaweed like bridal veils, some still with tin can lids or tough leather shoe tongues in their mouths, and lolled. She shot over the dark margin of the trees like a comet bound to explode, and in the pale light of it I saw their bloodless faces, white like the heads of tapeworms, turn in an even sweep to watch her go. We set our teeth, but the explosion never came. So we went back to bed. There were only grease spots on the window panes. In the imminent darkness, like a butterfly, my heart tore in two.